I never figured this song is so dirty in the beginning. Hello, everyone. I was here getting the bright idea to start off with one of the songs that I'm really feeling. And that's Victoria Monet, and the song is titled All Right. But I forgot that those are some of the things that she says right in the beginning. But anyway, please check it out. It was produced by the fabulous Kate Renada, and it's from her 2023 album, Jaguar, which I honestly cannot get enough of. I think she's so talented. So please check her out. So anyway, happy 2024. As you may all know, we've all just started the new year on 1st of February. Now that everyone has been complaining that January has so many days. And for me, this week was quite phenomenal because it was my birthday. It was my birthday this week and I had such an amazing time. Honestly, way better than I ever expected. I think I was getting a bit stressed because everyone kept asking me what I'm doing for my birthday, and I definitely had no idea. And I'm not going to lie, I was really falling for the pressure. Is it falling for? Anyway, I was having a lot of pressure because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't want like drama with regards to who am I inviting, who I'm not inviting, who's going to make me mad because I didn't invite them, you know, all those things. So anyway, for my birthday, I've said this year I must get someone who helps me make decisions because it's usually so difficult. But I came to realize that because I make so many decisions at work, like even the mundane things, trying to figure them out just seems so difficult and so stressful. So yeah, here's to making more decisions by myself, or to finding that person who's going to decide what are we eating today, what are we doing, where are we going, how are we going to get there, you know, the little things. So today's accent is sponsored by Harlan Coben's shows. I've been binge watching them a lot on Netflix. First started with Fool Me Once, Tommy Dark. My husband was murdered. And if you haven't checked it out, please check it out on Netflix. It's a really amazing, what I call it, thriller, mystery show. If you also liked it, I also checked out The Stranger and Safe, which stars Michael C. Hall. That was the guy who used to act as Dexter. And he was also, I think, in 6 Feet Under back in the day. Anyway, they were really cool. I'm still trying to get to finish more of the series by the same author. Hopefully I'll get time. So anyway, I'm just here to say I'm really excited about 2024. It just feels like such a monumental year. And I don't know why I'm still so optimistic about it. I've just said I'm really trying to maintain a positive mindset in everything. Being appreciative and, you know, having so much gratitude for everything that I have in my life, from my family, my friends, my job, my home. You know, and I'm not going to lie, this was one of my best birthdays. Never felt so much love. I got so many gifts. My house currently looks like a garden because of all the flowers that I got. And so many wishes. I was told the sweetest things. I really, really cried. I was so overwhelmed by the love. And yeah, I'm really hopeful. I'm going to take everything by stride. You know, and I think about 2014, which was 10 years ago. That's the last time. Okay, I don't know why I'm thinking about it a lot. Maybe it's because So 3 weeks ago, I just woke up and I was like, I need to cut my hair. So I took a pair of scissors and I chopped it all off. And I just remember the last time I did that was actually 10 years ago in 2014. 2014 was also the year I changed my career, which took a totally different tangent and marked the beginning of the life that I have now. And I'm truly hopeful that this will be another year of good metamorphosis. I haven't completed my vision board yet. I haven't selected my word of the year yet. To be honest, I'm not selecting the word yet because I'm so scared. Because you know what? When you choose a word that actually has such a big impact on how the trajectory of your life will go. So it's making me a bit antsy. Again, I've said it's, I don't know why it's really difficult nowadays to make decisions, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to purpose to do it, actually. So I've been also trying to complete my year in Compass for 2023. I got it printed like last week, so I'm trying to take some time. Like every time I travel, probably like on the plane or whatever, I'm trying to fill it in. And I'm very interested in knowing what insights I'm going to get for it and trying to be intentional about planning for my year. Because honestly, I truly believe it's good to be intentional. Though when I reflect on some of the things that I was trying to manifest in 2023, my vision board, I had two vision boards. I had, you know, the one for the pictures, and then I made one, a drinking one. No, I don't have an alcohol problem, but I felt it would be good to accompany achieving my goals with some sort of ceremony. So I bought a couple of miniature bottles from the airport, and the box is still mostly full. Like, I've only drank from it when I was really, really anchoring for a drink. So most of the things there didn't come true. It was a bit disappointing, but I'm trying to review and see how probably I need to be a bit more specific about what I want, and then to make them, you know, to map out like goals that are achievable. I showed some people my vision boards and they said that it was focused a lot on money. So I'm hoping to not have my focus skew towards one thing and to make it a bit more specific and a bit more holistic, featuring different facets of my life. Because you know when they tell you to develop a vision board, it's different areas from finance. I used to know someone used to say finance. Anyway, finance, to relationships, to your health, to your work life, your professional life, your spirituality, if that's something that you're into. So I am looking forward to doing this. I'm just reminding myself that I need to be a bit more serious about taking the time to develop this. But I'm not going to let February stop, or let me say end, until I finish that vision board. So February comes with its own little pressures from Valentine's. And then, you know, if you're Catholic, Lent begins on Valentine's. So you guys know my relationship with my religion at the moment, but I'm really, really considering fasting a bit of, you know, fasting for a lot of things, and hopefully I'll have figured it out by then. But I don't know, there's something about Lent that I really enjoy. Last 2-3 years, I've been giving up Lent for Lent, but this year I think I'm going to do something seriously. Probably go on my usual social media break, because honestly, I saw my stats for this week. I've been 12 hours online. 12 hours, anyway, so I'm definitely going to do something about that. And yeah, I'll update once I figure out what it is that I need to fast from. Yeah. So I just wanted to come and say hello. I know it's been a long time since I recorded an episode. But yeah, I just wanted to spread some good vibes, spread some good cheer. Hope you are all optimistic about this year, and we need to embrace it anyway and decide what path we want our lives to take. So if you are wondering how to make a vision board, I think one of my episodes from 2 years ago talks about the best way to do it. So have a listen. And yeah, let's have a very prosperous 2024. Mwah! No buzz.